Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
We're continuing in our series, It's Not About the Money. Okay, itutuloy po natin yung ating series ngayon, It's Not About the Money. Last week, we did talk about storing treasure in heaven. Okay, sabi po doon, where your heart is, kung nasan daw po yung puso nyo, okay, kung nasan pala yung treasure nyo, nandun yung puso nyo. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And how we handle our money is actually a heart issue. But then, ultimately, it is actually a lordship issue. Kung paano rin po natin ginagamit yung pera natin. Okay, ay malalaman natin, sino po ba talaga ang pinagsisilbihan natin? Ang Panginoon po ba? O ang pera? Okay, it's not a question of how much money will I use for God, but how much of God's money will I use for myself. And tithing is a proof, okay, that we trust God. Okay, that money does not own us, but we owe money. Okay, so kung mabibigay daw po natin, okay, ang para sa Panginoon. And really, tithing does not limit us. It actually expands our resources. Alam niyo po ba yon? Why? Because when you give our tithe from your limited hand, you are giving it to the unlimited hands of God. That's why tithing, okay, expands your resources. It does not limit us. But then, not only that, you know what? Binasa natin kanina sa offering verse natin, sa tithes and offering, that actually your tithe is a seed. And you know, the principle of seed for it to multiply, it needs to be planted. Tama po ba yun? Diba? For that seed to grow and multiply, it needs to be planted. Sino po ba rito mga single? Single, available, and desirable. Yan. Alam niyo po ba kung may naniligaw sa inyo? Lalo na kung ikaw ay single na babae at may naniligaw sa iyo? Gusto mo bang malaman kung yung puso ng lalaki nasa iyo talaga? Diba? For where his treasure is, there his heart will be also. Ginagastosan ka ba ng naniligaw sa iyo? Diba? O ikaw pa ang gumagastos, diba? For where his treasure is, there your heart will be also. But anyway, we'll be continuing with our subject. Okay, we'll be talking about receiving freely. Okay, and I would just like everyone to please stand up on their feet as we read the Word of God. Okay, sabi po dito sa Matthew 7, 7 to 11. Okay, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Okay, knock and the door will be opened to you. Okay, for everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Okay, which of you, if your son asks for a bread, okay, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? Okay, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Let's just pray. Lord, we just ask God, that Lord, would you continue to renew our minds, Lord? God, renew our actions. God, even our lifestyle, if needed be. Lord, would you draw us closer to you? For you are the greatest thing that had ever happened in our life and will ever happen in our life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You may now take your seat. You know, there is a story in the courts of Alexander the Great. Okay, there was this philosopher of outstanding nobility and ability. Okay, but the problem is, yung philosopher na to, okay, yung mahistrado na to, napakaliit ng kanyang pera. Okay, wala siyang kapera-pera. So, nagpunta siya kay Alexander the Great para sa isang financial na tulong. Okay, humingi siya ng tulong kay Alexander the Great. Okay, and was told to draw whatever he needed, okay, from the treasury. Okay, so lumapit siya kay Alexander the Great, this magistrate, and sabi ni Alexander, whatever you need, okay, kunin mo sa treasury natin. Okay, so ang ginawa ng magistrate, okay, the man requested an amount equal to $50,000. Okay, napakalaki, no? So, ang ginawa ng treasurer, you know what? He was refused. Hindi siya binigyan. Kailangan i-confirm natin, di ba? Sabi ko nga sa staff natin, kailangan natin i-confirm, okay? Kung talagang iyon yung binigay sa kanya ni Alexander the Great because the amount was so large. And when he asked, okay, the treasurer asked Alexander the Great. He replied, okay, Alexander the Great, you know what? pay the money at once because the magistrate has done me a singular honor. By the largeness of his request, he shows that he has understood the grandeur, okay, the richness of my empire. Grabe to, di ba? Okay, pinagbigyan siya because for Alexander the Great, you know what? It was a big honor because the magistrate understood how rich and how grandeur his empire is. And how many of you know and believe, okay, that God, okay, is far exceedingly more powerful than Alexander the Great, and that his kingdom is the richest of all kingdoms here on earth. Thank you. Dun sa isa sa likod. Alright? Diba? But then, okay, every time we come to God, when we pray, okay, how many of us pray very small prayers? Diba? Human-sized prayers, not God-sized prayers, because we are not understanding the wealth and the generosity of God. Okay, when we come to God, as if God is like, you know, the rich man in our neighbor. Okay, parang ganun lang si Lord. It's like we're comparing our God to our earthly father na minsan, di ba, pag may request ka, hindi yan pwede. Okay, hihingi ka pa lang. Di ba, pinipigilan ka na. Because, nako-compare natin, okay, our heavenly father to our earthly father, and it's as if God sometimes is so hesitant, di ba? Parang napaka-stingy ni Lord. So, pag nag-pray tayo, maliit lang, di ba? Kakarampot lang. Okay, yung para lang sa atin, di ba? Kaya nga minsan, di ba, Lord, pengi namang pambayad. Di ba? Kasi, di ba, si Judith nandiyan na naman. Alam mo, napakalupit talaga nito si Judith. Di ba, nagpapadala pa to ng messenger, kakatok sa bahay mo, bibigyan ka ng sulat. Madam, sir, eto na po, di ba? Tapos kapag hindi ka nagbayad, itetext ka pa ni Judith, di ba? Diba, minsan ini-email ka pa nito. Di ba? Pagka talagang nandun ka na sa pinakadulo, okay? Minsan tatawagan ka pa. Di ba? Napakalupit itong shoot. Kapag hindi ka pa nakapagbayad, alam mo kung gaano kalupit si Judith, puputulan ka ng supply mo. Diba, wala ka ng kuryente, wala ka ng meralga, wala ka ng tubig. Di ba? Kasi wala na. Okay, yung due date mo, lapse na. So, yung supply mo, lapse na rin. Okay? So, at minsan, alam mo po ba, kaya mas natatakot pa tayo sa katapusan ng buwan kaysa sa katapusan ng mundo. Di ba? Ito na naman. Mga bills, mga sulat. Alam mo yun? Di ba? Magunaw na ang mundo. Huwag lang maputulan ng internet connection. Di ba? Kasi hindi na makakapag-Facebook. Wala nang selfie-selfie. Wala nang Twitter. Wala nang Instagram. Di ba? Minsan, kapag nagbabasa tayo ng bills, di ba? Parang napaka-anointed. Di ba? Kinikilabutan ka. Okay? Minsan nga, mas may lukso pa ng dugo pag nagbabaksa ka ng bills mo. Kasi naha-high blood ka. Sobrang laki ng bills mo. Di ba? Kaysa magbasa tayo ng Bible. Where in fact, di ba? God has made all the riches available here on earth for us to receive freely. But then the question is, bakit? Bakit hindi nangyari? Bakit hindi tayo nakatanggap? You know, there is this one preacher that said, how you pray will determine the kind of life you live. If you pray small, ordinary prayers, then you will live a small, ordinary life. But when you have a boldness to ask God, okay, for big things, you will see the greatness of God's power and you'll reach your highest potential. You know what? In the Bible, it's very common. Ordinary people asking God for extraordinary prayer requests. Remember Elijah? He prayed that it would not rain. You know what? And it didn't rain for 3 years. But then he prayed again. You know what? And it rained. Ordinary people asking God for God-sized prayer. Extraordinary prayers. And you know what? The Lord heard their prayers. Joshua prayed. You know what? When Joshua prayed, that the sun would stood still. Diba? Isang linggo na. Yung araw, nandun pa rin. Hindi ko alam kung isang linggo yan, diba? But then, the sun stood still until their victory was complete. Hanggang sa napatay na nila lahat ng kalaban nila. Paul prayed. Okay, for a dead girl. And you know what? That girl was restored to life. Ordinary people asking God for extraordinary things. You know what? It is very common in the Bible. But then the question is, you know what? When was the last time you asked for a God-sized prayer? When was the last time you asked God for something that is impossible to happen in your life? Diba, kailan ka ba humingi ng napakalaki, beyond you, above you, that you ask God, Lord, ito, kailangan ko to. Minsan kasi, contento na lang tayo, Lord. Si Judith na lang bayaran natin. Okay? But have you prayed, Lord? Can I pray the Judith of other people? Diba? Can I pray the Judith of the person beside me? You know why? Because we are limiting God. But then my prayer tonight is that you would not limit God tonight as you hear this message. You know what? For our needs not just to be met, but for the needs of people. Let's ask God for more. You know what? We need a lot of money, okay, to be a blessing to Bohol, Leyte, in Tacloban, di ba? I mean, lahat na lang ng poste dun bumagsak. You know what? We need a lot of prayers. And we need to pray, not just for our own needs, but even for the needs of other people. That when you pray, you are not only asking for yourself, you are asking that God would so bless you tremendously. Di ba? More than you could ask or imagine. Why? So that you could be a blessing to other people. But why are we not receiving? You know why? Because we're not asking. Diba, hindi po kasi tayo humihingi. You know, just case in point. You know, I've walked with God. I know God could provide exceedingly abundantly more than we could ask. You know what? When I was a missionary in Afghanistan, I mean, there were people whom I've never met who would give me 50,000. People I've never met who would just go in the office and support me for 5,000 a month, okay, for like 3 years. People I've never met. But you know what? Sometimes, makakalimutin tayo eh. Diba? And recently, I have a conversation with my wife. And kasi si Judith ng insurance, dumarating, di ba? Kailangan bayaran. And then my wife asked me, Romeo. Napaka-sweet, no? Romeo. Tawag sa kanya, honey. Nandiyan ba yung honey ko? Wala. Okay. Sabi niya, honey, Romeo, are we going to give gifts this Christmas? Okay, with full of faith, I said, honey, wag na muna. And you know what? It just dawned on me. You know why? Because I'm looking to my own resources. I'm looking to my salary. You know what? Cannot be borrow one. Diba? Kahit borrow two, three, four. Diba? Eh, hindi tayo makapagbigay. Ang dami nating babayaran. Bakuna ni baby, 10,000. Diba? Dalawang baby ko sa 20,000. But you know why? Because I'm limiting God. Diba? I am not asking. And you know what? It just dawned on me. I've never asked for more money so that I could give. Kasi, diba? Ang focus ko kasi, resources ko lang. Salary ko lang. Okay, I'm not looking to our unlimited God who could just provide all things. And so, anong ginawa namin? Pray kami. Well, nag-pray kami na hindi lang para sa amin, but even for other people. Why? Because we have not, because we ask not. Iyan po yung sabi sa James 4:2. You do not have. Why? Because we do not ask. Okay, bakit wala? Kasi di ka naman nag-a-ask eh. We are not receiving simply because we are not asking, di ba? For example, di ba, umaten ka ng wedding, ang wedding sa Shangri-La. Okay, Shangri-La Makati, Shangri-La EDSA, or sa Sofitel, sa Spiral. And you know, the bride and the groom prepared so much for that wedding. Buffet! Okay, eat all you can, seafoods, all the things that you see, you eat, di ba? Lahat na lang. The invitation was there for you, but you know what? You refused to dine there. Now, sinong may problema? Yung bride and groom? Hindi, ikaw may problema, hindi ka umattend. Ang dami-dami nilang di-invite, tapos hindi ka umattend. Di ba? Tama ba yan? Di ba? Kasi sa wedding ko, 80% ang dumating, yung 20% di dumating. Diba, baala sila sa buhay nila. Di ba? Ang sarap-sarap ng pagkain, it taste test pa yan. You know what? In the same way with us, you know what? How much God has given us, how much God has in store for us. You know what? Every blessing that is available in heaven, you know what? Is available for us. But we have not because hindi po tayo nag-a-ask. We have not because we ask not. And kaya nga po sa Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. You know what? Three things. Sabi dito, you ask. You seek. You knock. You know, the same message. But then bakit inulit? So that we would be encouraged. So that we would go to God. That whatever situation and level of our faith we are with God, sometimes, diba talagang, wow, you're hyper faith. You see that God is just there. Go ahead and ask Him directly, Lord, kailangan ko ng kotse. Dalawa, para sa misis ko. Baka tatlo na, para sa mga bisita. Di ba? Why not? Di ba? According to your faith, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. You know, sometimes, di ba parang si Lord malayo? Sino naka-experience nun? Di ba? Parang yung panalangin mo, nasa ceiling lang, 1-to-1, di ba? Di ba? Di ba parang ganun? Parang Lord, ang layo-layo mo. Hindi kita ma-reach. But you know what's the admonition of Christ? Go ahead and seek. Why? Because there is a promise. Seek and you will find. And sometimes you feel like that the door has been shut down to you. Shut down, no? Binagsak. Di ba? Shut up yung door. Hindi ka makapasok. But you know that God is on the other side. You know what's the admonition, what's the encouragement for us? You go ahead and knock. Whatever level of faith you are, there's no escape. God is asking us, there is a strong invitation from God. Would you please ask for me? Would you please seek me? Would you please knock on the heaven's door? Diba? Knock, knock on heaven's door. Tagal na noon, diba? Di nyo alam yon. But anyway, diba? Tapos hindi lang yan. Inulit pa yan sa Matthew 7:8. Not only are we encouraged to ask, seek. Bakit tayo mag-a-ask? Diba? Bakit tayo magsisik? Bakit tayo magnanak? Because with the command of God for us to seek, for the command of God for us to ask, for the command of God to knock, you know what? There is a promise. The promise is the seeker finds. The asker receives. The one who knocks, the door will be opened to him. You know why? For every command of God, there is a promise. And dalawang beses na ulit yan, di ba? Matthew 7:7, Matthew 7:8. For everyone who asks, receives. Di ba? For everyone asks, was he denied? 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 Hindi, di ba? For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. To the one who knocks, the door will be opened. So you know what? Just ask God. Ask God for bigger things. Be encouraged to pray. Go to God. You know what? Go to the prayer meeting. In your victory group, you go there and you pray. You ask God. In your one-to-one meeting, you pray. You know what? Because there is a promise when you pray. There is a promise when you ask. There is a promise when you seek. There is a promise when you find. Okay, pray often. Pray regularly and confidently. Bakit tayo mananalangin? Okay, Psalm 31 verse 19. Sabi po dito, how abundant are the good things that you have stored up. Okay, stored up for those who fear. You know what? Akala mo tayo lang nag-store ng treasure sa heaven. You know what? God has an abundant good thing stored up for you. Do you believe that? Mas magandang translation, okay? The Message. Can we go to The Message? Sabi po dito, you know what? What a stack of blessing you have piled up for those who worship you. Okay? You know what? There's an abundant blessing. There are blessings stored up for you. And you know what that it says? They are ready and waiting. You know what? Whatever it is that you're asking God for, whatever it is that you're believing God for, you know what? There is a storehouse of blessing right there on heaven. Okay? Kept in heaven. It is safe. It is secured. It will not spoil. But why are we not receiving? You know why? Simply because we're not asking. Hindi po kasi tayo nanghihingi. But they are there ready and waiting. And for some of you know what? There is a business stored up for you in heaven with your name written on it. It is ready and waiting. Okay, a spouse, come on now, that has your name on it. Okay, it is ready and waiting. Okay, a healing. Okay, healing with your name on it. Promotion with your name on them. Ready and waiting. A ministry on your name. Diba, what it is that you're believing God for? A new house, a new car, restoration. You know, for some of you, you're believing God for vindication. There is a vindication in the storehouse of heaven. Right there with your name on it. But the problem is, why are we not receiving? Why we have not? Because, hirap-hirap na mga pinagkagawa ko dito. Hindi mo lang kayo nag-reply, di ba? Di ba? You have not because, di ba? We ask not. Hindi po kasi tayo nang hihingi. You know what? My encouragement is, hindi yung encouragement, sabi ko kay Lord, if there is a storehouse, kasi sabi naman, di ba? Psalm 31 verse 19, there's a stockpile of abundant blessing that is stored for you, for those who fear Him. Okay, sa mga naniniwala, okay, at sumasama sa Panginoon. There is a stockpile of blessing. Okay, you know, my prayer is, you know, sabi ko, Lord, pag namatay ako, sana pag nakita ko yung warehouse, when I see that storehouse, sana wala na yung pangalan ko doon. Because my prayer is that I would have the boldness, the audacity to ask God while I'm here on earth. You know what? Not just for me, so that I could be also a blessing to other people. You know what? I have a friend. You know what? Almost same case as it was so hard for them to, di ba, lagi nila nalalaglag yung baby nila. Hindi nalalaglag, karga, no? Yung buntis pa lang. Tapos, nagmi-miscarriage. But you know what? What my wife and I, you know what? Let's believe God. Let's pray that we'll be a blessing to these people. You know what? Because the provision is not only for us. You know what? Sometimes it's so painful for me when I have some relatives and friends who would ask for help, but I don't have anything to give except prayers. Prayers good. But you know, sometimes, di ba, minsan kailangan ng physical na pagmamahal na nararamdaman. And that's why I'm asking God, Lord, di ba, would you just so bless me so that I could be a blessing to other people? Why? Because there is a storehouse in heaven for you. It is stacked there in heaven for you, ready and waiting. Nag-aantay na lang po for those people who would run to God and ask, Lord, these are the things I need, not just for me, but even for my friends, for my relatives, di ba? Sino yung gusto mo yung kaibigan mo ganun mag-pray? Di ba? Hindi lang sarili niya yung pinagpe-prayan, but even, okay, for your own good. But you know what? Sometimes because of unbelief and prayerlessness, because we are not asking, you know what? There are boxes in heaven that are left unclaimed. You know what? Siguro si Pedro, nag-aas siya ng promotion, nag-aas siya ng spouse. But it's been a long time that he's been praying. You know what? He gave up. But the box, still there. Andun pa rin po. Okay, maybe you're praying for healing. Diba si Maria, nananalang siya, Lord, pagalingin niyo na po ako yung arthritis ko. You know what? But siguro, pagod na. Wala namang nangyayari. Because of unbelief, because of doubt. However, you know what? It is not too late. It is not too late to ask God for what you're believing for. It's not too late to ask and knock on heaven's door. It is not too late to seek. It's not too late to ask. You know why? Okay, 2 Peter 3:8 says, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years. You know what? And 1,000 years are like a day to the Lord. Look here for a moment. You know what? Could it be possible that 1,000 days of blessing could be poured out to you in one day? Come on now. Diba? You're believing God, Lord, siksiklikli ka tumahapaw. Ito yun. Provision ni Lord, favor ni Lord, blessing ni Lord. There is a blessing out there in heaven that is waiting for you. Ready. Ano yung sabihin ng ready? Ready. Di ba? Andan lang siya. Andan lang siya. Ayaw mo lang kunin eh. Hindi ko mo ina-ask. But you know what? There is a storehouse in heaven. What are you believing God for? What are you believing God for tonight? Di ba? Tuition fee ng anak mo. Okay, ang pinibili mo, car, house, di ba? You're believing God for a spouse. You know, we have a friend. For so many years, we've been praying for her. Okay, to have a boyfriend, kahit boyfriend man lang, wala pang boyfriend ever in her entire life. Okay, lahat kami, nagkaasawa na, di ba? Nagkaanak na, tapos single pa rin siya. But you know what? She kept on believing. Kept on believing. Believing, you know what? That there is a spouse in the storehouse of God, ready and waiting for her. And you know what? Right now, diba? Ang status niya sa Facebook, she is now in a relationship. Diba? At saka hindi complicated. You know what? Trending sa Facebook. You know what? Rejoicing lahat ng tao, lahat ng friends namin. Diba? Almost all of the staff. Okay, in Victory Metro Manila, rejoicing. Kasi ang tagal inantay. But you know what? She never gave up. She just continued to ask God, Lord, there is someone out there ready and waiting for me. Why? Because I am worth it. You know what? Let not our asking, okay, hinder us from receiving what God has in store for us. Diba? Magtatanong ka lang. Diba? Mag-ask ka lang kay Lord. Diba? Ask for big things na. Okay? Diba? Mag-pray ka na ng malaki. Mag-pray ka rin lang naman eh. Diba? Huwag lang para kay Judith. You ask God for big things. Okay? Okay po ba yun? You know, why dare us? Diba? Why dare us? You know, for some of you here maybe, you're saying, diba, sa akin hindi mangyayari yan. What if it does? What if it does? What if it could really happen? You know why? Because, you know what, for every command of God, there is a promise. And a promise is only as good as the person who promised it. Tama po ba? Diba? You could only trust a promise simply because of the integrity, okay, of the person who promised it. Eh, sino pong nag-promise nito? Diba, hindi naman Victory, hindi naman ako. Sulat po ng Panginoon yan. It is the Lord Himself that when you say, you ask, you shall receive. When you seek, you shall find. When you knock, the door will be open. Okay, so you ask God shamelessly, confidently, not just confidently, regularly. You know why? Because there is a blessing out there. Ready and waiting for you. You know, there is this letter. Okay, ako, probinsyano ako, no? Tapos, magsasaka yung lolo ko, yung tatay ko. At one way, naging magsasaka rin siya. Diba? And it's really hard for them. Diba? Talagang pinag-gastusan nila yung pag-aaral ko, no? And I come across a letter with a similar situation like mine before, no? So, eto po yung sulat niya. Nirecord na namin para hindi na tayo mahirapang magbasa. Ready na ba yung voice recorder natin dyan? Okay.
Dear anak, pinadala ko na ang 50,000 para sa tuition mo. Binenta na namin yung kalabaw. Mahal pa lang duta na subject. Wala na rin yung kambing na benta na para sa project mo. Ano ba to? Samsung S4. Tama ba yon? Kasama na ang 7,000 para sa field trip ninyo doon sa, ano ba, SM Ora. Malayo ba yan? Sinanla na rin namin yung sakahan para mabili mo ang instrumento mong mini ipad. Napailaw na ba nyo ang project nyo sa Nasan Miglight? Eh, yung libro na Facebook, nabili mo na ba? Paki-explain. Love you, anak. Sana makagraduate ka na.
Right.
Nagmamahal, nanay.
Ayos. You know what? There is so much boldness in that asking. Pero kung ikaw yung anak nyo, maawa ka na sa nanay mo, di ba? Okay. Why they're asked, di ba? Why prayer so audacious, bold prayer, God-sized prayer? You know why? Because of the person who promised it. Because he who promised is faithful. Sabi po sa Matthew 7, 9 to 11. Okay, which of you, if your son asks for a bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? You know why we dare ask? Number one, because we are praying to our Heavenly Father, to our faithful Father. Not only that, because we are His beloved Son. And our faithful Father, number three, you know what? Will only give us good gifts. Diba? Why pray? Why dare to ask God for big things? You know what? Because our Heavenly Father, He is a faithful God. Faithful. He is our Father. You know what? God is also our Master. He is our Lord. But one thing that you would be able to recognize in the Scripture is when God asks us to pray. Okay, Matthew 6. It says here, this is how we should pray. Diba sabi ba doon, our Master in heaven? Tama kasi, kung we will go to God and say, our Master. Diba minsan kapag bad trip yung master mo, diba, nako naman, pagpasok sa gate, diba, nagdabog. Diba, you would have some fear. Diba, you would have some doubt to ask. Diba, o kaya naman, kung si God, diba, servant natin siya. Diba, baka naman napaka-arrogant na natin. Ah, kailangan ko to, okay? Ito, kailangan ko to. Ito, pirmahan na. Ito, dali na doon. You know what? Baka napaka-arrogant na natin. But you know what? When we come to pray, you know what? God asks us to come to Him. Okay? Because He is our Father. Kasi tatay mo siya. Okay, you can come to God that whatever it is that is available in the house of God is also available for you today. You know why? You know, I'm a dad. Okay, I'm a dad of two child. And whatever it is that I'm doing, di ba, kahit nagko-quiet time ako, okay, kahit gumagawa ako ng preparation for sermon or teaching, whatever it is that I'm doing in the house, you know, hindi magpapaalam yung anak ko, Dad, can I set an appointment with you? Okay, libre ka ba ng 3 p.m. tonight? 3 p.m. tonight, eh, no? Ngayong hapon, no, hindi. You know what? My son has an access because my son knows that I am his father. You know what? Why can we dare ask God for big things? Because He is your Father. But not only is He your Father, because you are a beloved son and daughter. John 1.12. Okay, sabi po niya sa John 1.12. Okay, yet to all who receive Him, okay, to those who believe in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Okay? To all who receive Him. Okay? To all who believe in His name. Okay? He gave them the right to become children of God. You know what? Meron kang karapatan bilang anak. God has given you the right to become His child. But not only that, in verse 13, nahabol ba natin yon? Yung verse 13? Okay, sabi po dito, okay? Okay, sabi po dito, they did not become His children in any human way. Alam mo, naging anak ka ng Panginoon. Hindi yan gawa-gawa ng tao. Not even this church, hindi yun gawa-gawa ng church. Yung sabi dito, He did not become His children in any human way by any human parents. Okay, hindi dahil sa tao or any human desire o dahil sa kagustuhan lamang ng mga tao, dahil sa gusto mag-evangelize ng kaibigan mo, kaya ka na-save. No. You know what? You become children of God because of God Himself. You were born of God. Okay, pinili ka. Okay, you were chosen, you were adopted into the kingdom of God, and it is not your own doing, not even the doing of the person who shared the gospel to you. You know what, the reason why you're here? You know what? It is divine. It is supernatural. You're not here because you're in an accident. You know what? God had a plan for you. God has a plan for you. You know what? It is divine. God wants you to be, okay, His very own son. Kaya nga tawag sa'yo, Pilipino. Pinili ka, pili. Di ba, Pino? Ibig sabihin nun, you're pure, you're holy. You have been chosen, di ba? Kasabi mo sa katabi mo, Pilipino ka? Di ba, pinili ka, you were chosen. Di ba, kaya nga, sasabihin nyo, Pilipino lang ako. No. There is a reason why our name is like that. Di ba, why? Because you were chosen, you were holy. Provision is guaranteed, not earned. Di ba? Yung anak ko ba nagtatrabaho para kumain sa bahay ko? Father, okay, ano bang kailangan ko linisin, okay? Ano bang kailangan natin gawing dilihensya dyan para makakain ako? Diba, kahit suwayin ako ng anak ko, diba? Diba, kahit saktan niya ako, okay? Nagkaroon ako ng katakot dito minsan, but you know what? Kapag kainan na ba, hindi ko papakainin yan. Eh, anak ko yan eh. Diba, ganun din tayo minsan. We feel like we're so disobedient, we feel like so unfaithful. But you know what? God, He is a faithful God. Our God is faithful. You know what? Do you know how much is the faithfulness of God in our lives? Alam mo po ba kung gano'ng katapat ang Panginoon? Kaya para matupad lang niya yung kanyang pangako, alam mo po ba? And I know you know this. You know, nagpapako po ang Panginoon para matupad ang kanyang pangako. The only reason we became child of God right now, it is because someone, Jesus Christ, died and there on the cross so that we would become the children of God. Okay, not only God is a faithful Father, not only because we are His beloved sons and daughters. Number three, because, okay, our Father will only give us good gifts. Okay? Di ba sabi natin, ask and you shall receive. Lahat ba ng bagay na i-ask ko, makukuha ko? Yes. Lahat ng inas mo, makukuha mo. Maybe, sometimes. What exactly you ask for? Okay, maybe when the time you ask for it, it will be given to you. However you want it be, maybe. But you know what? With the infinite wisdom and infinite power of God, God knows that sometimes ang hinihingi natin hindi fish. Ang hinihingi natin ahas. Di ba? Kasi kung alam natin talaga kung ano yung mga kabuti sa atin, sana yun na lang ang inas natin sa Panginoon. But you know what? But because of the goodness of God, God would not give us something that would hurt us. Di ba minsan ang hinihingi natin, akala natin tinapay. Yung pala yung prayer request natin, bato. Pukpuk mo sa ulo mo para malaman mo kung anong tama at mali. Di ba? Minsan kasi, Lord, di ba? Gwapo niya. Panginoon, parang ito na talaga siya, yung qualifications. Eh, paano may asawa? Di ba? Ibibigay ba sa'yo ni Lord yun? Di ba? Kung anong bato, pukpuk mo sa ulo mo para magising ka. Di ba? Lord, grabe. Gusto ko nang umaman. Marami namang pida. Baka pwede akong gumana sa sarili kong NGO. Di ba? Hindi pwede. Minsan kasi ganun tayo. Okay? Diba, sino shortcut natin? Okay, but you know what? There's a promise. You ask God anyway. Sometimes mali ang motive natin. Sometimes mali talaga. But then you ask God anyway. Why? Because, ibig sabihin, kapag nag-ask ka, makaka-receive ka talaga? Maybe, yeah. Totoo naman yun eh, diba? But, kapag yung anak ko nahingi sa akin ng patalim, kutsilyo, diba, kahit gano'ng kakita ang anak ko, hindi ko bibigyan yon. Tatay, gusto ko ng kutsilyo, saksak kita, patay ka. Diba? Hindi ko gagawin yun. Diba? Because I know good gifts to my children. Sometimes the things that we're asking for, you know what? Just continue to press on. Believe God. Hindi pa siya dumadating. You know what? It doesn't mean. You know, because there is a promise when God asks us to ask Him, there is a promise as and you shall receive. You know what? Why? Because God knows best. Di ba, alam ng Panginoon kung ano yung mas nakakabuti sa atin. Baka binigyan ka ng hinihihi mo, binigyan ka ng 5 kotse. Wala ka na rito ngayong linggo na to. Di ba, binigyan ka ni Lord ng million-million sa pesos. Di ba, nakalimutan mo na kami. Di ba? Why? Because only God knows what is good for all of us. Good gifts. It was paid and provided for by Christ. Kay salvation, grace, and freedom. Kay God is our Father. And the implication is that He will never ever give us what is bad for us. Di ba, pag nanghingi ka ba ng snake, bibigyan ka ng tatay mo? Sino rito nasubukan mo na, humingi ka ng snake sa tatay mo? Binigyan ka ba ng snake? Di ba, hindi. Why? Because even if our earthly father knows how to give good gifts to his own children, how much more is our heavenly father? But why are we not receiving? Because we are not asking. And sometimes naman, nanghihingi nga tayo, Lord, nag-tithes ako. Diba, Lord, nagbigay ako. Diba, akala mo si Lord, bank teller. Diba yung sabi ni Pastor Dan, diba, napaka-transactional mo naman. O sige, pipila pa ko na ito. Okay, this is step one, step two, step three. Bakit wala pa? Bakit wala pa? Ba't hindi pa dumarating? Kasi ang akala natin kay Lord, nakikipag-transact tayo. But you know what? Why is really God asking us, diba, three times? Diba, commanding us, ask, seek, knock. You know, it is not really about the blessing. It is really about you and your relationship with God. You know, it doesn't really matter. Sometimes you ask with the wrong motive. You ask God anyway, because sooner or later, your heart would be changed. Sooner or later, diba, your heart, as you continue to commune and pray to God and just be in the presence of God, one day you will get it. One day. Diba, malalaman mo rin kung ano yung will ni Lord sa'yo. Ask, and you shall receive. You know why? Because you are more important to God than the blessing that He would want to give you. Sometimes kasi, we are asking so much on what. Okay, but we're not asking to whom are we asking. Minsan kasi, mas madali pa sa ating humingi sa credit card. Diba, minsan kasi mas madali pang humingi okay, sa Bumbay. Diba, kaysa sa Panginoon. Okay, minsan kasi mas madali pang kumatok sa pintuan ng kapitbahay natin na mayaman kaysa kumatok tayo sa pintuan ng langit. Why? Because sometimes, diba, mas gusto, hindi natin kasi, we don't see our God as our Heavenly Father. You know what? Our Heavenly Father will only give us something that is good, something that is pleasing, something that is perfect. You know why? Because you are His beloved sons and daughters. You know what? You are more important to God. Sometimes kasi tinitingin natin, eto na to, eto blessing. Diba, namimiss natin the one who gives the blessing. Eto na yung provision. Diba, namimiss na natin kung sino yung nag-provides. But He who provides for you not only wants you to enjoy the provision and the blessing, but He wants you to enjoy Him. You know what sabi din sa, I just heard, you know what? He who is most satisfied in God will bring most glory to Him. I hope that we would really be satisfied with the presence of God. 2 Corinthians 8:9. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, sabi po dito, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, that though he was rich, okay, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. You know what? The grace of God. This is the grace. You know why we can freely receive? Because Christ, who is so rich, became poor, so that through his poverty, you might become rich. That we might become rich. Di ba not just finances? You know what? They say Jesus Christ is the most. Di ba sabi nila hindi mayaman si Jesus? But think about this. Okay, Jesus Christ, whatever He needs, whenever He needs, however He needs, He get it. He got it. Meron siya. Di ba? Hindi naman kasi yung, kasi ang view natin, di ba, ng mayaman, marami kang pera. Ang dami-dami naman mayaman dyan, di ba? Medyo hirap din, di ba? Hirap sa pagmamahal. Hirap sa acceptance. But you know what? But because of what Christ has done for us, though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, so that us, you and I, through His poverty, might become rich. That's why we could receive freely. That's why the covenant has been guaranteed right there on the cross. Okay, an inheritance that was secured for you and I. Okay, the problem is, we are not asking and we do not know. And you know what? Lahat ng kasunduan doon, makikita natin dito. It's all here. You know what? We have not because we ask not. You know why we're not asking? Kasi hindi natin alam. Available pala sa atin. And I hope, di ba, that you would really seek God, that you would ask God, that you would knock into the presence of God and just press on knowing that He who promised, you know what? He is a faithful God. Amen? I'll just pray right now. Lord, we thank You for Your goodness. We thank You for Your faithfulness. Lord, thank You, God, that for every command that You have, there is a promise. But more important than the promise is You, the person who give that promise to us, Lord. Lord, we just ask for Your heart. Lord, we just ask, God, that we would really seek You and find You. God, that we would come to You, Lord God. God, and knock on to Your door. God, na hindi kami titingin sa, Lord, sa ibang resources, sa ibang tao. But we would learn to look after You because, Lord, You are our Heavenly Father and You are a faithful Father to us, Lord. And we are Your sons and daughters. So Lord, we just ask, Lord God, Lord, give us your heart. Lord, give us your heart. God, continue to reveal to us that you are our Father, Lord God, that whatever it is that is available in your house is made available for us. That might be forgiveness, acceptance, that might be love. God, that might be any other physical things that we need. God, houses, cars, money, Lord. Lord, thank you, God, that there is a storehouse in heaven. God, the storehouse in heaven waiting for us, ready and waiting for us. Can we just stand up on our feet? You know, what are you believing God for tonight? Let's just take this time. Let's ask God. Let's ask our faithful Father, because we are His beloved sons and daughters. And you know what? God has given us that right to come to God. And when we come to God, we know that God would hear us. Amen? Can we just pray right now? Come on now. But you pray. You pray God-sized prayer. You pray for impossible things to happen in your life. Whatever it is that you're believing God for, maybe you're believing God for healing. Maybe you're believing God for provision. Maybe you're believing God for a spouse. Diba? Breakthroughs. Restored relationship. You're believing God for just anything. I don't know what it is. But don't just ask for yourself. Ask for more. So that you could be a blessing to other people. Thank you, Lord. You see the hands of all these people. Lord, thank you that you are a faithful Father. You are a faithful God. God, and we are your beloved sons and daughters, Lord God. And Lord, whatever it is that we're crying for, whatever it is that we're believing God for, Lord, you said, God, God, those things are ready and waiting for us, Lord God. Lord, surprise us this week, Lord. God, we ask for the impossible things, God. Lord, we ask for those vacations, God. We ask for those travels, Lord God. Lord, we ask, God, God, that you would restore our relationship to our parents, Lord God. God, to our siblings, Lord. God, that you would restore us, God. God, not our relationship with other people, but you would restore us to you, God. That you would just give us breakthroughs, Lord God. Even in our faith, Lord God. Let the faith, God, just be so fired up, Lord God, that we would really see answers to our prayers, Lord God. God, that even before our eyes, Lord God, that even when we pray for other people, God, that they would get well, Lord. Why? Lord, because you are a faithful God and He who promised. Lord, you are faithful. So, Lord, we just want to give you all the glory. Lord, we want to give you all the honor and praise, God. Lord, reveal yourself to us, Lord God, in a greater way. Reveal yourself to us in a greater measure, Lord God. Lord, enable us to receive freely from you because you are our Heavenly Father. Lord, we give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.